Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
I think right now, I think the feeling is, and again, it's not exact because we're not done with it, but I don't see it being season ending on either one or even at this point, whether there needs to be, it's not an ACL, surgically repaired stuff moving forward. It's a good question. I think, you get new people, you're training new players at positions, whether it's been, acquisitions off of people's practice squads or bringing in new people, regardless of the position. There's a trickle-down effect, whether it's on offense or defense or even, on special teams. So, it makes it a little more challenging, but, nobody comes rescues you. You just have to make do with what you have. I think, we've done it, 3 weeks ago. I think back-to-back games, one here and one on the road. Unfortunately, the last 2 weeks, we weren't able to hang on with a touchdown lead late in the game. And one went to overtime, one was won in regulation yesterday. So, that's sometimes the difference between 2-5 and 5-2, is I think other than the Seattle game, we've had opportunities in games. I've just came up a couple short these last two. That's a pretty good question. I think not as familiar with all the other sports as I am with ours. There's varying reasons. I think sometimes contractually, I don't really know how the other sports work as far as that goes. I know people aren't in line to get rid of good football players. So, regardless of where their season is. So I think that's probably as big a reason. I think there's a lot of cap ramifications and those types of things, even at this point in the season.